Hi, this is Richard Garfield with The Game Glimpse. Each week, I'm going to bring you a game that I've been thinking about. I'll tell you what interests me in the game, and maybe you'll be motivated to try it. If you've already tried it, maybe it'll give you stuff to think about, or just disagree with. Hi, today I'm going to talk about Magical Athlete. Magical Athlete was published in 2002, so that's a while ago. I got mine a couple years ago at Essen, published by Grimpure brand, but I understand that it's being published now by Z-Man Games. It's designed by Takashi Ishida. I don't know any other games that he's designed, but I look forward to seeing more of them in the future. Magical Athlete is one of my family's favorite games. It's very light, quick. There's a lot of luck. It's a little skill. It's playable with 4 to 5. It's probably best with 5. And it's got a great comic-y manga flavor. In Magical Athlete, there's a draft. Each player picks 4 or 5 racers, and then players compete in 4 or 5 races. In each race, a player picks one of their racers and uses it for that race. And winning or coming in second in the race gives you victory points, and whoever has the most victory points at the end wins. The races are simple affairs. You just roll a die, and that's how far you move. The hook in the game is that each of the magical athletes that you race with have special powers. For example, the magician can re-roll their die if they want, and the siren, when she sings on her turn, she pulls everybody one step closer to her. Or the druid, whose special power is to move forward 1 every time any other player uses a special power. Very deadly. Magical Athlete starts with a draft, and I love drafts. The type of draft it uses is what I call a cue draft. In a cue draft, each player on their turn has the option of buying something. There are several somethings available, and if they choose not to buy something, then all the somethings reduce 1 in price, and a new one's flipped up in the most expensive slot. Once those somethings are in a cue which extends all the way from the highest cost down to free, a player is obliged to take something. So in this case, each player begins off with 8, well, in my version, really hideously ugly cardboard chips. And players spend those hideously ugly cardboard chips on the racers. The first racer is flipped up in the 5 ugly cardboard chip slot, and if it's rejected, then it drops to 4 ugly cardboard chips, and so forth. This style of draft is a nice hybrid between luck and skill. Knowing how to distribute your 8 ugly cardboard chips is important, but you can always get lucky and something can flip up towards the end, and so you've saved your pieces wisely, or maybe nothing good gets flipped up and you've wasted them. So there is certainly plenty of luck. When playing this the first time with players, I always, as I flip up the cards, rank the racers as being A+, A, B, C, etc. This is because in a game like this, even though it is super light, a player the first time has no idea whether the ability to move 5 every turn is a good power. It is, because they don't have any standards until they start seeing a whole bunch of powers. Don't be fooled by the fact that I like to analyze gameplay. There's not a lot of decision-making in Magical Athlete, and if that's what your playgroup is all about, then this isn't the game for you. Although almost every playgroup, even hardcore playgroups, like some cooldown games from time to time, and this game is wonderful in that you can play it with anybody no matter how non-game-oriented they are, and they get a taste of some really nice game mechanics, like drafting. The decision-making in Magical Athlete is during the draft, which is somewhat skill testing. Then you have a little bit of skill in choosing which racers to use for which race. The races get progressively more valuable as you go along, so there's a tendency to save your more valuable racers for the end. But if you think you're going to be outclassed on the last races, you might punt them, race your bad racers then, and race your good racers earlier. And then during the race themselves, it's mostly watching the race unfold. It can be pretty exciting because it's pretty unpredictable. And there can be some decisions also, because some of the powers will involve some decisions, but many will not. Most will not. When I first got Magical Athlete, it inspired me to explore a bunch of different game designs. And in fact, my Magical Athlete box is filled with, I think I've got 3 or 4 prototypes in there, which use the Magical Athlete formula. That is, you draft something which gives you powers in simple games that follow. This is, of course, what goes on in a trading card game. You draft the cards you're going to play in that trading card game. The difference between Magical Athlete and these is that Magical Athlete in some ways recognizes that the draft is the most exciting part of that. And so then playing the trading card game, while the players may love to do that, you spend a disproportionate amount of time doing that relative to the draft part. And so in Magical Athlete, you spend your time drafting, and then the games themselves play very quickly, and they almost play themselves. Taking a page from that notebook, I've designed magical crazy eights, where playing crazy eights, and you draft powers that play in crazy eights. I did a magical race game like Magical Athlete, which just had a little more meat on it because as I said, this is a very light game. And I also made a magical Skit Gooba game. Skit Gooba is a card game that I'm kind of a fan of. I would love to see a game like Magical Athlete, but with just a little bit more meat on the competition part at the end. And now it's time for the kids' turn. What's your favorite power?
The cultist. The one that allows you to bring people back to you.
I thought your favorite power was the gladiator.
I know. I thought you said the best. It's the gladiator.
But the gladiator isn't as good as the cultist.
Well, I meant besides the gladiator, because the gladiator is the best.
And have you seen any fun combinations in the game?
Oh, the druid and the ninja. The ninja gets to tag along with somebody when they move, and he's in the same spot. And the druid, whenever somebody uses their power, it gets to move forward one space. So the ninja tags along with the druid. Since the ninja uses his power, the druid moves forward one, then the ninja tags along, then the druid moves forward one, then the ninja tags along, then the druid moves forward one, then the ninja tags along, then the druid moves forward one, and then the ninja. But even more powerful is the ninja, druid, and Cupid.
Cupid? What's Cupid?
Cupid's the one that when there's a boy and a girl in the same spot, then it gets to move forward five. And so the ninja's a boy and the druid's a girl, so whenever the ninja tags along, the Cupid just moves forward five.
What do you think of the flavor of the game?
Flavor? It tastes like cardboard.
And that's it. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Game Glimpse. Feel free to leave any comments you have. If you want to suggest any games, you can do that too. Maybe your game will be the next one I glimpse. It's designed by Takashi Ishida.